Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Former FBI Director James Comey says a Justice Department report on the Russia interference with the 2016 election identified, quote, real sloppiness in the surveillance of a former Trump campaign aide. NPR's Dave Mistich reports.
Comey told Sunday television news magazine shows he was overconfident about how the FBI's investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 election was handled. He acknowledged errors and omissions at the agency, including relying on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to monitor former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. The Justice Department Inspector General's report released last week found that Russian investigation was open for valid reasons, but that many significant errors were made. But Comey also says he was right to feel some vindication because the report did not find evidence for accusations of bias made by President Trump and his supporters. Trump fired Comey in May of 2017. Dave Mistich, NPR News, Washington.
The European Union says the results of the climate summit in Madrid are disappointing because of a watered-down final agreement. Terry Schultz reports the biggest decisions on how to curb carbon emissions and help vulnerable countries manage climate damage were pushed to next year.
2 days of extra negotiations weren't enough to bridge remaining differences between some of the almost 200 countries who'd been working in Madrid for 2 weeks, leaving delegates to adopt what climate activists view as a weak accord. The biggest sticking point was on carbon markets, which would allow countries to pay for and trade emissions allowances on a global level with a view to constantly reducing them. EU Representative Mauro Petriccioni.
We are among the most disappointed parties because of our collective inability to find the right compromises and the right solutions around this very important matter.
But the EU position was that looking for a deal next year is better than accepting a bad one at this meeting. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said Sunday the Phase 1 U.S.-China trade deal reached Friday is totally done, despite the need for translation, and it will nearly double U.S. exports to China over the next 2 years. Lighthizer spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. NPR's Amy Chang has more.
Beijing has agreed to suspend retaliatory tariffs as high as 25% on U.S. goods like farm products and automobile parts. This decision came after the Trump administration announced that it would delay additional tariffs on $160 billion of Chinese imports and roll back existing penalties as part of an interim trade deal released Friday.
NPR's Amy Chang reporting from Beijing. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam is in Beijing, meeting with top Chinese officials. It's her first visit there since pro-democracy candidates swept local elections in Hong Kong last month. Back in Hong Kong, the protests are now in their seventh month. This is NPR News in Washington. The full House of Representatives is to vote this week on the impeachment of President Trump. If impeachment is approved, the Republican-controlled Senate would then hold a trial to determine if the president should be removed from office. The president faces two charges: abuse of power in efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democrats, and obstruction of Congress in Congress's efforts to investigate him. The Department of Agriculture is working to expand Internet access to rural communities. From member station KUNC, Carly Huckles reports.
$550 million of funding appropriated by Congress will be going to the USDA's ReConnect pilot program. The program provides grants and loans to help rural areas cover costs of construction, facilities, and equipment that is necessary to provide reliable high-speed internet and e-connectivity service in areas that would otherwise not have it. The goal is to provide sufficient broadband services to as many rural premises as possible, including homes, libraries, healthcare facilities, and schools. Rural communities may apply for funding at the end of next month. For NPR News, I'm Carly Huckles in Greeley, Colorado.
The Hallmark Channel says it will reinstate same-sex commercials that had been taken off the air after a conservative group had complained. The ad for the wedding registry and planning website Zola showed two brides kissing. CEO Mike Perry said pulling the commercials was wrong. He said that the company is truly sorry for the hurt and the disappointment that it has caused. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.